Good morning. Welcome to this morning's edition of the Rich Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Today's show is on the Epstein files must be released. So we know that there was kind of a little bit of a fiasco that Pam Bondi, our attorney general, said she was releasing Epstein files and to a few, you know, selected media outlets. And then, actually, there was nothing in there that wasn't already released. So what's really going on? Actually, I don't know what's going on about that. I mean, supposedly, Ms. Bondi didn't, or Attorney General Bondi did not know that the files were incomplete. Okay, but now, supposedly, she has all the files, and we still don't have the list of who's been engaged and what's going on there. So I want to talk about this a little bit. It's really shocking, you know, when you see, like Jeffrey Epstein, he mysteriously was killed. You know, we can't think that's an accident, obviously. And then now Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison. But, you know, who's ever been arrested and brought to justice for these crimes? Has even one single person? You know, isn't it a crime to have sex with minors? So this person, Ghislaine Maxwell, she would go around, you know, she would jump out of the car that she was in or was being driven around in, go approach young girls, you know, who just got out of school or whatever in New York City, or also heard about in like West Palm Beach, Florida, like the Royal Palms High School or places like that, and say, hey, I'm looking to recruit models, give her a phone number. Then next thing you know, they're over at one of their, you know, mansions that someone who's related to this, you know, crime ring has. And, you know, giving massages to these 14 to older men. This is insane. But who has been prosecuted for this? Also, I want to point out, this is just exactly the opposite of like what we do in our program, Urban Life Training. So we raise youth leaders to model and to teach about the benefits of sexual abstinence in preparation for marriage and successful family formation. And over 3,000 youth have participated, over 360 in clubs in different schools. So this is a wonderful program that you can replicate in your own neighborhood and community by being a chapter. So we need to teach you the benefits of sexual abstinence. So these predators, and I've seen this in D.C. too, not, I mean, that I was directly aware of it, but I know there were at the same facility we were using for our program, there were so-called modeling programs. So these young women, girls would be there and they're supposed to be learning modeling. But I often felt the vibe of it was rather strange. And, you know, supposedly, and when you look at people like who have been in the modeling industry, like April Barr, who, you know, got out and is like a Christian activist, you know, part and parcel of that industry, if you call it, is, you know, young girls, if they want to advance in the modeling industry, you know, they're expected to sleep with these older, you know, 55-year-old perverted men. And that's like part of the course. And if you don't, chances are very high, you're not going to do very well in the so-called modeling business. So this is really sick. And then, you know, who's been busted for this, you know? We know there were some investigations going on, clearly like in West Palm Beach, Florida, and no doubt in New York City, weren't parents when they found out there. And of course, there were whistleblowers who, you know, came forward and talked about it. But what was actually ever done? Is anyone in jail for that? I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail, but what about all the clients? So this, you know, I think what's really going on, I pray that, you know, Bondi and President Trump, you know, if he should hear of me talking about this or is watching, you know, he needs to have this released immediately. I mean, this is really at the core of what society is that, you know, sexual ethics. This is at the core of society. I love what you're doing, President Trump, with your tariffs. But the problem is, you know, society is not just going to be fixed because, okay, we have more plants working. Or how do you say, people can work at plants. Great. But that's not really at the core. That's a big issue, of course. People need, you know, jobs to work at. that are, you know, paying decently, but what if there's problems of drug addiction? What if there's problems of, you know, having fathered many children and those kind of problems? What's the problem with that? Well, it could bring you into poverty. It's not a stable foundation, and it's bad for children. Children need both their parents there. So this, we really need to fix the issue of, like, in West Virginia here where I am, 47%, let's just say half of all children are born outside of marriage. Does that make for a stable foundation for life, for your future? No. This is what we need to be talking about. So a good step will be, I mean, this is directly related to the opposite side. On the one side, you have criminals. And this reaches up. I had another show about the Supreme Court justices. Sitting Supreme Court justices have been implicated, you know, according to Lynn Wood and probably others too, and others, not just him. He put made available a secret recording where there apparently there were a mic was open and there was some call where some Supreme Court justices currently sitting are on that call, and you know they were involved in these type of blackmail schemes. So what would people do to get someone who's a rich and powerful or a millionaire or billionaire? You know, would they give them some money? Well, no. But if they are blackmailed somehow through some kind of sexual impropriety. So I think, you know, this is part of the problem. This is going to reveal, like, people we know. People are sitting in positions, you know, of government, whether it be the Supreme Court, senators, congressmen. So something's going on that, you know, they don't want to reveal that. And will it shake society? Yeah, it surely will. But does society need shaking? We sure do. If we don't get this family right, I mean, that's the corollary to the, you know, MAGA phenomena. Yeah, sure, we need jobs, and I support that. We need to close our border. But more than that, we need to restore families, a man, a woman, and their children. President Trump's made a good step by, you know, working to halt the transgender craziness. But there's a lot more than that. You know, the fact that, you know, there's a crisis of marriage and family, and you say, oh, not enough people are having children. Well, duh, if you want to increase childbearing, shouldn't you be promoting marriage and family, not quote unquote free sex? You know, shouldn't you expose the kind of Jeffrey Epstein thing where, you know, you'll have young girls, you know, for sex toys? This is sick, and this needs to be brought out now. So President Trump, Attorney General Bondi, release those files. All right, I just wanted to give my piece. And please do work, form a chapter of Urban Life Training. We have a new website called unionstation.love. If you're looking for your marriage partner, also married couples can receive the blessing of marriage. But if you're looking for your marriage partner, especially, and you're single and you believe, you know, sexual abstinence for marriage, so you either have maintained that or returned to that, then this site is for you, and you can find your eternal match there. So, yeah, and also do become a chapter of Urban Life Training in your local area. Go to urbanlifetraining.org and check our resources like the Daily Inspiration at visionroot.org. So I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming from historic Harper's Ferry. We do need a revolution of families, meaning a revolution of sexual ethics and stable two-parent, man-woman families that are married. That is a parallel and absolutely necessary, is more necessary than the MAGA revolution itself, because that needs to be a part of it integrally. Okay, thanks for listening, and we do share, do like, do review on your favorite podcast platform, wherever it be, Spotify or whatever, and we will see you next time.